Today is February 7th, 2021. The coronavirus continues to be active in our communities, so we do not worship together in person at the church, but offer this recorded service, and I welcome you to this time of worship. No matter where you are today, know that Jesus is with us. For he promised that where two or three are gathered in his name, he is with them. Christ Jesus welcomes all to this time of worship. God's love is offered freely to all humankind. Receive God's love and celebrate in loving fellowship as we give God praise and worship. Please pray with me. God, we have come today to hear again the message of your steadfast love, reminding us that you have not given up on us. For all of our shortcomings, for all the grief that we must cause you, we are thankful that you welcome us into your presence with open arms. Speak to us again words of courage, strength, hope, compassion, and love. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, and we now pray as he taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you now to listen and or join in singing the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Thank you.
scripture comes from the Old Testament prophet Hosea, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. But the more they were called, the more they went away from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them I was like one who lifts a little child to the cheek, and I bent down to feed them. Will they not return to Egypt? Will not Assyria rule over them because they refuse to repent? A sword will flash in their cities. It will devour their false prophets and put an end to their plans. My people are determined to turn from me. Even though they call me God Most High, I will by no means exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I devastate Ephraim again. For I am God, and not man, the Holy One among you. I will not come against their cities. They will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. They will come from Egypt, trembling like sparrows, from Assyria, fluttering like doves. I will settle them in their homes, declares the Lord. May we be blessed through the reading, hearing, and understanding of God's holy word today. Please pray with me. Holy God, we praise and glorify you. We rejoice in all the ways you provide for us and sustain us. Open our hearts and our minds to your word, and fill us with your spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The month of February is filled with reminders of heart health and love for one another. When we stop and think about it, there are several kinds of love in the world. There's the love we have for inanimate objects, things such as food, movies, cell phones, etc. How many of us have said, I love chocolate? Or I love, and you fill in the blank, whatever you've stated that you love. Then there is love between friends, designated by the Greek word phileo, from which comes the word Philadelphia, which means brotherly or sisterly love. There is also sensual or romantic love, signified by the Greek word eros, from which comes the English word erotic. And then there is the Greek word for godlike love, the most perfect love, that is denoted by the Greek word agape. This love is sometimes difficult to enact, and it is sometimes costly, for it is self-sacrificing love. Love that is difficult and love that is costly. That is the nature of God's love for the world. A few minutes ago, I read about the great love of God in the book of Hosea. Through this prophet who lived 8 centuries before Jesus, God recounts how Israel was adopted, nurtured, and loved as a parent would adopt, nurture, and love a child. God, Hosea says, went down to Egypt and through Moses adopted and delivered this beloved child from Egyptian bondage. God led them into the land of Canaan and made of them a great nation. When Israel was a child, I loved him, God says. I taught them to walk. I took them up in my arms. I bent down to them and fed them. It was as though God gathered the beloved child up in loving arms when there was a scraped knee that needed to be healed. It was as though God bent down to feed and cuddle the beloved child. And yet, the more God worked with the child Israel, the more the people of Israel turned aside to fertility gods and idol worship. They refused to follow the instructions of their parent. They strayed from the one who had loved them. They seemed bent on turning away from the Most High. But God says, how can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? My heart is torn within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. In spite of Israel's wanderings and rebellion, Hosea says, God still loved Israel as a parent loves a child with self-sacrificing, painful love. Such is the love of God. It is a tolerant and patient, healing and suffering, unconditional love. The psalmist speaks of this love of God, what he calls a steadfast love, a constant, dependable, redeeming, and delivering kind of love. That is the love of God that has been shown to us through the person of Jesus Christ. In Jesus, God came looking for us. The God revealed in Jesus Christ is eternal love. None of us, and no one whom we know, is beyond the reaches of God's love. That is good news for all of us. God's love is a love that will go the distance. This self-sacrificing love that leads a person to go the distance should be our goal. I recently read a story about a man whose young daughter was killed by a neighbor's dog. The tragic loss turned the entire community against the dog's owner and drove the father of the little girl almost insane. At first, the tragedy shattered the father's faith. But shortly afterward, the region was stricken with a great famine. The grieving father took some of his meager supply of seed corn and planted it in the field of the neighbor whose dog had taken the life of his little girl. Such is the love of God that Hosea talks about in today's scripture, a love that can give even to those who have caused great sorrow. That's how far love goes. In 1917, Frederick M. Lehem wrote the following words, "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell." The guilty pair, bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Stephen Brown, in his book, If God is in Charge, tells the story of a young teenage couple who fell in love and got married. Some 6 years and 3 children later, the wife decided, while standing before a kitchen sink full of dirty dishes and a pile of dirty diapers on the floor, that she just couldn't stand it anymore. She took off her apron and walked out the door. Occasionally, she would call home to check on the children. And when she did, the husband would tell her how much he loved her and would ask her to come home. Each time, she refused, and she would not tell him where she was. After a number of weeks, the husband hired a private detective to find his wife. The report was that she was living in a second-class hotel in Des Moines, Iowa. The husband packed his bags, placed the children under the care of a neighbor, and took a bus to Des Moines. He found the hotel and made his way to her room. When he knocked on the door, his hand trembled because he did not know the kind of reception he would receive. His wife opened the door, stood for a moment looking at him in shocked silence, and then fell apart in his arms. Later at home, when the children were in bed, he asked her a question that had been troubling him. "Why wouldn't you tell me where you were when you called? You knew I loved you. Why didn't you come home?" His wife replied, "Before, your love was just words. Now I know how much you love me because you came looking for me." That is how far love goes. Agape love is different from the world's conceptions of love. It is a love that leads us to not be concerned about the cost, a love that leads us to gladly make a sacrifice, a love that proves true when it is difficult. It is painful to have to confront a relative about an addiction that is destroying her life, perhaps even to insist that she get professional help. But love sometimes necessitates it. It is painful to have to place an aged parent in an assisted living facility, even though it is sometimes the best option. But love sometimes requires it. It is difficult for a mother or father to sit up with a sick child all night, but the parent does not look upon it as a hardship or legal requirement. It is an act of love. Such is the nature of the Christian love we are called to have for our families, fellow church members, our neighbors, and yes, even our enemies. It is a love that, by its very nature, expresses itself in action. Otherwise, it is only an empty word. But is that kind of far-reaching love that makes us most like God? Please pray with me. Lord God, you are the source of all love. And we thank you for your plan that draws us together as your children in our love for each other. In all of our relationships, O God of overflowing grace, empower us to be quick to forgive, as well as accepting of another's forgiveness. As we love each other in Jesus' name, may we serve each other as he served us, putting aside all self-centeredness, that our love will reveal your love to others. Strengthen us in our commitments to each other, that as we live through the good and bad together, we will find a joy greater than we ever imagined. In the presence and promise of Christ, we pray. Amen. I invite you now to listen and or join in singing the hymn, "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go."
Thank you.
as we conclude this time of worship. May you live in the love of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of God. Share God's love with others. Amen.